Revelation 12, verse 3, presents us with another threatening sign in the heavens, a mighty dragon of fiery red color, identified as Satan, having seven heads and ten horns, and on each head, a royal crown or diadem. In the context of Revelation 12, the red dragon displays seven heads and ten horns, with seven diadems adorning the heads. The horns denote strength, and the crowns signify dominion.
No force
can stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation forging ahead.
The projections are that by 2050, that 70%, or the 60% is now with the G7, that 70% will be 35%. 35%. China and India together will be 50% of the global GDP. 50%. We're seeing a move in the next 40 years, the likes of which has not been seen for 200 years. And it's real. And it's real. And we're not preparing for it.
It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. We still have 4,000 dead, right? But if 4,000 Chinese die versus 220,000 in the United States, we haven't really lost a single person, have we? In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan. We have gained absolute superiority over the U.S. military. And we are expanding our military at a rate unprecedented in human history. As long as we go to work every day, we will drive the U.S. to its death.
Globalists, man, they teach at the Army and Marine Corps training centers that America must merge with China for world peace. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast.
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now.
Do not fear. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and he that lives. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore, and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches.
I believe persuasively that the book of Revelation was written before the fall of Jerusalem in the 60s. During the time of Nero, when Nero's most famous nickname throughout the empire was the Beast.
The old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome to the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host this afternoon as well as tomorrow afternoon. Owen Schroyer will be back in studio next week. Special thanks to the crew for picking up the ball and helping me out this week, and all of the outstanding work covering the DNC every single night this week. It's been very brutal. Every night has been a little bit easier than the prior night. They started out very lame and boring and low energy with their lies, and then they ramped up the quality of the lies by having the Obamas speak, and then we got to see Clinton in cognitive decline last night, which was really nice, and tonight, of course, is going to be the absolute finale. So make sure you stay tuned, because Alex Jones will be covering the DNCCP tonight live in studio from 7 p.m. Central until there's nothing left live to cover. Now, there's been a lot of talk about what happened last night. I had an absolute blast with Maria Z and Rex Jones covering a lot of what was going on at the DNCCP yesterday. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of viral clips, a lot of snippets being pulled. And the greatest controversy today has been, up until this point, Gus Walls, who is the son of Tim Walls. He displayed a very emotional display in response to his father. He was crying. He was clapping. He was seen mouthing the words, "That's my dad." A lot of people took to the internet to make fun of this and compare the left's teasing of Kyle Rittenhouse when he cried in a similar fashion during his lawsuits and court dates. And then it came to the fore that, well, Gus Walls suffers from a learning disability. He's 17 years old. He's going to be 18 apparently in October. I'm told that he's nonverbal. And so it kind of descended into a situation where a lot of people on the right doubled down on teasing someone with a learning disability. This is clip number 17. I'm going to show you the clip with some sound here for you to see what I'm talking about. And then we'll unpack it on the other side and get into what should really be made fun of.
World, and I love you.
I'm standing up, clapping, saying, "That's my dad." Same mannerisms, clutching his heart.
I'm letting you.
And it's as simple as that. That went viral a bunch of times. It's all over the place. People are memeing it, making fun of it. And I have mixed feelings about this, because obviously you don't want to actually make fun of somebody who's suffering from a learning disability. But from the left, we see astronomical vitriol. I mean, remember the things that they said about Barron Trump when Donald Trump was the president of the United States, the false reports that they came out saying that he was suffering from autism, and Melania Trump had to threaten lawsuits, I believe, at the time in order to back and fight against that. So on the one hand, you want to make fun of these people, because even though that is Tim Walls' son and family should be out of bounds, we know that Tim Walls and his policies amount to the death and mutilation of kids to the tune of millions. If we're talking about the transgender puberty blocker sterilizations, we know that the Maoist philosophy that he adopts vehemently resulted in the death of upwards of 60 million people during the Great Leap Forward. We know that this is a cult of death, and so this is not a man who is empathetic or actually caring logically in a reasonable or rational way about children. I'm told that dozens of abortions occurred in the mobile murder mobile outside of the DNC yesterday. We have clips to show that. But what we should actually be making fun of are the comments and the other leftists who have no excuse, right? It's his son. It's Tim Walz's son. Obviously, he's going to love his dad, even if his dad's an evil bastard. And if he's got a learning disability, obviously, he's going to have some awkward mannerisms that are easy to tease. And I agree, maybe we should back off a little bit. But at the same time, we see the leftists exploiting the fact that this young man has a learning disability and is nonverbal. And so they, it's okay for them morally to exploit this poor kid for political gain, similar to what they did with Greta Thunberg, but it's inappropriate for us then to criticize. The fact of the matter is both are probably inappropriate, but this is an info war. This is a war. It's brutal, and it's only going to get worse, especially if we allow Kamala Harris to win this election. But in clip number 38 here, I put together a little montage of just the type of thing that we are justified in making fun of, because not only have these people made the decision to be abundantly stupid, but they made the decision to be abundantly obese in many cases. Let's watch clip number 38 here.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Ah, good afternoon, sir, and how are we today?
Better.
Better?
Better get a bucket. I'm gonna throw up.
Gaston, a bucket for monsieur.
Yeah, monsieur.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Merci, Gaston.
I haven't finished.
Oh, pardon, Gaston. A thousand pardons, monsieur. Now, this afternoon, we have monsieur's favorite, the jugged hare. The hare is very high, and the sauce is very rich, with truffles, anchovies, Grand Marnier, bacon, and cream. Thank you, Gaston.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
There's still more.
Allow me. A new bucket for monsieur. And the cleaning woman.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Et maintenant, would monsieur care for an apéritif, or would he prefer to order straight away?
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Today, we have for appetizers, excuse me... moule marinière, pâté de foie gras, beluga caviar, eggs benedictine, tarte de poireau, that's leek tart, frog's legs, amandine, or oeuf de caille, Richard Shepherd. C'est-à-dire little quail's eggs and a bed of pureed mushroom. It's very delicate, very subtle.
I'll have the lot.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
A wise choice, monsieur. And now, how would you like it served? All mixed up together in a bucket?
Yeah, with the eggs on top.
But of course, avec des œufs frites.
Yeah, don't skimp on the pâté.
Oh, monsieur, I assure you, just because it is mixed up with all the other things, we would not dream of giving you less than the full amount. In fact, I will personally make sure you have a double helping. Maintenant, quelque chose à boire, something to drink, monsieur.
Yeah, I'll have six bottles of Chateau Latour 45.
45?
And a double Jeroboam of champagne.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Bon, and the usual brown ales?
Yeah. No, wait a minute. I think I can only manage six crates today.
I hope monsieur was not overdoing it last night.
Shut up.
D'accord. Ah, the new bucket and the cleaning woman.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
The fried meat back on the menu, boys.
That's the saying.
Well, there you have it, folks. And I know it's irritating to hear that screeching voice, but these are the people that should be made fun of. They advocate for a totally unhealthy lifestyle. They advocate for the death of people through obesity and worshiping their fatness and claiming that it's beauty, even though it's not beauty. And I understand that everybody's got their own vice. Everybody's got their own problems and psychological issues that they have to seek comfort for. Some people turn to alcohol or drugs. Other people turn to food. I think we know what's obvious here. But we should not be celebrating mental illness. And that's exactly what we're doing when we advocate people like that. And they should know better than to mention anything like a menu or being on the menu or at the table if they're going to do this. I mean, it's akin to some of the footage that we saw weeks ago of the hunger strike that was going on campuses and the people that were saying they were starving themselves. It was just unbelievable with some of that footage. And then we have this bizarre segue that happens where they start talking about IVF, in vitro fertilization, and how Republicans want to shut it down And I looked it up, and if ChatGPT was incorrect, then please correct me when we take calls in the final hour today. But I looked it up, and IVF is not illegal, explicitly illegal in any state. So they're acting like it's illegal for parents who cannot have children to seek fertility treatment in order to have children because of the banning of Roe v. Wade or because of these abortion laws, which just simply isn't true. While they simultaneously had dozens of people outside, this is clip number 34, dozens of people outside the DNC go to the mobile murder mobile and have abortions or get abortion pills. Let's watch. This is Planned Parenthood murder mobile. Apparently 25 people at least walked in and out of that vehicle over the course of the day.
I got it really stopped.
And they're even inviting Clip 51, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, to speak. Let's hear what she had to say.
In Texas, doctors who have feared going to jail have sent patients to wait in hospital parking lots rather than provide the emergency care they need. And in Idaho, they have airlifted patients to other states. We cannot call ourselves a free nation when women are not free.
What about the unborn women that are murdered? The unborn girls that are murdered?
More than one in three women and nearly half of all black women live in banned states. Donald Trump wants women to be less free and pregnancy to be more dangerous. But I'm here to tell you, in no way are Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance more qualified than doctors and women to make these decisions? We decide.
So you can choose what you want to do with your own body, even though it's not your own body. You're actually aborting someone else's body that's within you.
We trust women.
Unless it's a vaccine. Then you have to do it or be fined or imprisoned.
We trust doctors. And we trust Kamala Harris.
Unbelievably disgusting. And here's Tim Walz telling his sob story about the difficulty they had getting pregnant as a family and having children. This is clip number 11. And then we'll go into clip number 10 after that of Brian Stelter talking about how his children came from IVF as well. I'm somebody who actually supports IVF. I understand that it's morally questionable by some theologians who are very serious about the way that this is practiced. But the reason I'm for IVF is because I think that we should be doing everything we can to stop depopulation from happening on the planet. And so if people want to have kids, if it's possible to do it through IVF, I support it 100%. But let's watch clip number 11 here of Walz telling his sob story.
If you've never experienced the hell that is infertility,
and again, this is irrelevant. You can get in vitro fertilization in every state.
And I can remember praying each night for a phone call, the pit in your stomach when the phone had rang, and the absolute agony when we heard the treatments hadn't worked. It took Gwen and I years, but we had access to fertility treatments. And when our daughter was born, we named her Hope. Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
Here's Brian Stelter in clip 10, talking about his experience with IVF and trying to somehow insert it as a political controversial issue. It's not an issue in this campaign. Go ahead, clip 10.
My children are IVF babies, and when they were conceived, I did not view IVF as political. But it was, and right now it's very politicized. Right now on the hard right, there are efforts to pull back and reverse some of these fertility advancements. And so for millions of families, when they hear about IVF or other fertility treatments being at risk, they take it very seriously. This is an opportunity for Democrats to embrace that word freedom. It's a word the Republicans usually try to own, the word freedom. And that's what you see Tim Walz doing, talking about privacy also. Really interesting combination there, right? Mind your own damn business. These are libertarian phrases.
The government to mind their own business, except for when there's, a hotline set up so you can rat out your neighbor for violating lockdowns and controls. And frankly, the only response you ever need to watch to Brian Stelter in any capacity is clip number 37. One of the most famous, iconic, best clips, favorite clips of all time of Alex Jones sitting in this chair in this room. Clip number 37, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are going to show this clip later. I meant to say 37. They played clip 7. It seems that Nancy Pelosi either dropped toilet paper or a dime bag or an 8-ball on the ground there. But let's go to 37 so you can see this response to Brian Stelter.
Oh my gosh. Oh, hell on earth. He wants to run your life. He wants to control every aspect of your life because he knows he is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash. I pledge before my Heavenly Father that I will resist them every way I can. These people are the literal demon spawn of the pit of hell. Look at him. And you know what? He is better than you if you keep letting him run your life. He runs your kids. He runs the schools. He runs the banks. This guy, this spirit, this smiling, leering devil that thinks you can't see what he is your enemy. Period. All the narcissistic, devil-worshipping filth. I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy.
I swear, rightwingwatch.org finds the best you Alex Jones clips. Enemy. Thank you, rightwingwatch.org.
And I swear total resistance to you with everything I've got. Disingenuous, fake, false, broke back, twisted. A defiler, a betrayer, a backstabber, a devil. You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you, Stelter? I see you. You understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that, Stelter? Stelter. You will fall. You will not bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you. Get him off the screen. Oh God, they're so evil. Just please, God, free us from them.
As funny as that is, he's absolutely right. I mean, this is the epitome of evil. These pundits that lied on behalf of the leftists in the deep state and the New World Order and the globalists to compromise the interests of the American people for the sake of a political agenda that conglomerates all world power into a one world government to subjugate humanity forever, using tools like massive depopulation and genocide in order to accomplish this task. They are demons. They are evil. And speaking of traitors, it looks like Cuomo has officially abandoned the left. And we were talking about this with the crew. I was talking about this with the crew before the show started. I think that what we're seeing from Cuomo now is what he always thought, and before he was just paid to lie. He's the type of person, I think, I could be wrong, I've never met him or interacted with him or interacted with anybody who directly knows him, but he's the type of person, as it seems based on the evidence before us, who is willing to lie in exchange for a paycheck. Now that he has been betrayed himself by the left, he has decided to come out and start saying what he really thinks and means. And we see that right here in clip number 19, where Cuomo appears to abandon the left and do a fairly accurate analysis of what's going on at the DNCCP this week.
A big theme here at the DNC is that they're going to go after corporate gouging, and they're going to go after corporations, whether it's in taxes, largesse, loopholes. The RNC, we heard the same thing. They're going after the elites, the two sets of rules. Let me reveal a reality to you that has to be spoken to here, okay? These are the soldiers. These are the men and the women that go back to their constituencies and their communities, and they fight. They take time from their jobs. They take time from their families. Republicans and Democrats alike, that's what they do. They need to charge these people up. They need to be able to get them on board. But there's another reality that is literally looking down on them. Greg, look at the ring of sweets, okay? This is not unique to Democrats. There is a game of money. When people talk about uniparty, we are strangled by the money reality in our politics. Those suites start at 500 grand. You think there's like a teacher group up in there? You think it's like the Cub Scouts of Columbia County, South Carolina, that's up in those boxes? Some of them are lobbies and good things. The media boxes, you think they're free? Why do you think I'm on the floor? News Nation is not a broke company. Nextstar is a massive organization. We are corporate media. We don't have one of those boxes because that's the game. You pay to play. Those boxes are filled with the same people that they say they're going to regulate. They are literally looking down on the faithful and being told, Yeah, we're going to break down on them. We're going to make them pay their share. They paid $500, $700, $1 million, $1.5 million to have those seats. They get hotel suites that are probably gifted to the party. And the same thing is true with the Republican side. And they're going to take them down. They're going to change how it is. They are looking down from on high at the people who make the difference in their communities. And that is the reality of politics. And I had my producer walk around and show you those suites. Now, they're not all the same. They're not all the same. But the reality is, in 2000, they spent $300 million on presidential campaigns. 24 years later, you know what they're expected to spend? $10 billion. Do you know how much money Harris has raised in the last couple of weeks? Hundreds of millions. And that's success. A lot of it's small donor. A lot of it isn't. The most dangerous money in politics is now legal money because of Citizens United. You've got to know this. The idea that they can fight against it is almost laughable. It's almost laughable. So look, look and listen when you are told these things. Because I don't care what they promise you. Not here tonight, not at the RNC, not that Trump knows them, not that they don't own them. He did one of the biggest fundraisers I've ever heard of in my life out where I live. Millions of dollars a plate.
That's he's absolutely right. I mean, he's just brutally murdering them in their narrative in that comment. So this is Cuomo now, unleashed. Hopefully he's not a bad guy and it's not true what I perceive, that he's willing to lie for money. Maybe it is. I don't know. But it seems now that he's actually speaking his heart and his mind. There's no teleprompter there. There's just reason applied to observation to draw a conclusion that is correct. That's what we're seeing. And even CNN is admitting some of these discrepancies. In clip number 53, they admit that Democrats are currently the administrative state. So by running this campaign as if anything is going to change on the other side, it's really hypocrisy or just untrue. Since they're running things now, why don't they change these things now? They want the problem to exist so that they can run on the platform of solving the problem, then never solve it so you forget, and then run again on solving the problem. That's what they've done for decades. It's what they're doing right now. Clip number 53.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be
absolutely
working
true.
On solving it?
So while CNN is admitting that the administrators of the current state stand no chance or even desire a real incentive or motive to solve any of these problems, and while Cuomo highlights the fact that $10 billion in corporate money, whether it's corporate press, lobbyists, or other organizations, are being flooded into the Kamala Harris campaign, we know that the vast majority of billionaires, the vast majority of Fortune 500 companies vote and contribute to Democrats, whether it's their employees or these corporations themselves. We know that the information war is partially about money, and that's why it's more important now than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com. I know that you're strapped for cash in the Biden economy, but this is not an expense. This is an investment in your mental health and your physical health while keeping InfoWars on the air. Please check out vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips and all the other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com right now. More news on the other side. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
a limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomena, just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not, just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body. Maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Where critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is The War Room. I am Chase Geiser. Owen Shore will be back behind the desk next week. Always a pleasure to see him in the chair. He does such an outstanding job. Really fantastic work, especially the last several months, I've noticed. Now there's reports that Kamala's dad praised Karl Marx in a pro-communist essay. We're going to show clip number 48 here in a second. It's a clip of apparently her dad back in the day. And the reason I want to show this is because it ties into the fact that this campaign is entirely Maoist, whether it's from Tim Walz' inspiration or Kamala being a Marxist herself or the Obamas pushing it or the fact that the CCP has bought and paid for the Democratic Party several times over for several decades. We see here that this is 100% a Maoist communist race against a populist capitalist patriot. So you have to choose whether or not you want to support populist patriotism and capitalism, free enterprise, or whether you want to support populist Maoism. But they're pushing this collective narrative. Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris's father, Donald J. Harris, praised socialist theoretician, communist, Karl Marx, according to records obtained by Patrick Reports. Donald J. Harris is on tape, which we'll show in a second, discussing how the world financial system should be changed and altered to benefit third world countries. Harris, who was repeatedly identified as a Marxist in the Stanford University newspaper, also praised Marxist economics as being rooted in the interests of the working class, despite the fact that all of the evidence and historical references show just the opposite. We've got some in the overhead cam here. We have some shots of some of the essays that he's written. And some reports as well in this wonderful article, which you can find on Infowars.com, showing the reporting that was done on him back in the day, saying that he's a Marxist. Marxist offered economics post. Don Harris, a prominent Marxist professor, has been offered a full professorship in the economics department here. That's probably why the DNC and the Harris campaign have been focusing relentlessly on her mother and her relationship with her mother while disregarding her relationship with her father, because they don't want to associate her with Marxism, especially given that Tim Walz has gone to China dozens of times and is a Maoist to the core, according to students who went over there with him in 1995. They've called in, they've reported to Axios, and now there's a formal investigation in his ties with the CCP. But let's see some words from Kamala Harris's father here in clip number 48, please.
As a matter of an alternative view of this, I think one has to address systematically the question of the structure of the international financial system itself. And the question that has to be dealt with is what is going to be done to loosen the hold that the system as it is presently constituted, and by that I mean the fact which Professor Sachs indicated, that nine banks virtually rule the roost, so to speak. And
So he's got a problem with globalism.
This, by the way, supports the view that
how proud of his daughter he would be.
Professor Howard Wachtel has also portrayed in his book on the money mandarins, which is a felicitous expression for these nine banks plus the eurodollar market. This issue of the structure of the financial system has not really been posed adequately, I think, in this discussion. And in fact, insofar as the position of knocking the banks borders on a purely moralistic argument about bank greed, it really misses the point that
and they always accuse capitalists of greed as if communists aren't greedy.
And grow. And their actions must then be interpreted as reasonably rational policies adopted in order to survive and grow in that structure. So the issue then becomes, what is the nature of the structure and how can it be changed and altered in order to accommodate the needs of third world countries? I'll pause at that point and allow for discussions.
So we see her father was a Marxist. We see that her running mate is a Maoist. How can you possibly make the case that this is not a communist ticket? And I haven't even seen a lot of pushback from the Harry Sissons or the Krasensteins or others who incessantly push for this ticket over the Trump administration or the Trump ticket on accusations that he's a Maoist. They kind of half-heartedly, in a very touchy way, push back on accusations of the stolen valor, even though they have no case whatsoever because it's on video time and time again of him claiming that he had weapons of war in war, of Nancy Pelosi saying that he, you know, his courage on the battlefield, he was never in a battlefield, he was never in the war. They just keep highlighting that, you know, he served in the National Guard for, what was it, 24 or 27 years? I can't remember the exact amount. But they disregard the fact that he lied or allowed it to be lied about him, the nature of his service and whether or not he was in combat on behalf of the interests of the United States in the Middle Eastern wars that we were in. And so they are 100% communists. They're not even really saying that they're not communists, because I think that deep down they believe they might have enough psychological leverage over the people to just blatantly push communism and it will be accepted. But the thing is, communism only ever really comes to fruition or manifests successfully if there is a tremendous amount of suffering beforehand that causes the working class or the poor to come together, organize, and rise up. And so I believe that they understand that they need to create a collapse in order to bring about the communism necessary to sell out the interests of American sovereignty for the sake of this globalist conglomeration of power in a new world order government. And so they are putting all the pieces together for full attack. Right now they are mobilizing the troops that are policies so that when the time is right, they can just launch a full assault from all sides on our sovereignty, our freedom, our capitalism, our businesses, our homes, our families. That's what we're witnessing right now, the mobilization of troops behind enemy lines right before the full assault, the full invasion of our freedoms can take place. And that's why it's so terrifying to me that we have a possibility even of Kamala Harris becoming the president of the United States, because if she successfully wins this election or steals it and is actually installed as the president of the United States next year, they will spend 4 years trying intentionally, not failing to save the country, but intentionally trying to destroy it so they can usher in this new world order. They're creating the crisis so they can usher in the solution, which is their total seizure of all power. And we know that they're phony. They don't mean what they say. Everything is based on pre-scripted notions. I mean, even here in clip number 5, we see Kamala Harris having to give her speeches with screens, even encouraging people to move out of the way so she can see the screen. This is clip number 5. Here she is on the stage. Camera pans to the left, and you see there's a giant monitor with her speech. Look at her just reading off the teleprompter. It's all scripted crap, and I understand sometimes it's appropriate to use a teleprompter if you want to get it just right. If you're making an emergency announcement, you want to have all your facts straight. I'm not totally against teleprompters, but when everything in your life is scripted, whether you're a pundit or a politician, and that script is often written by someone else, then by definition, everything you say is puppetry. Everything you do is puppetry. All of your policies are puppetry. So who are the puppet masters? Well, I think in this case, it's specifically the CCP acting as the master of puppets in this Democratic National Convention, this DNCCP. That's why we call it the DNCCP. And let's look at this clip here. This is Bill Clinton, clip 32, repeatedly using the word joy from our coverage last night. Let's watch.
Like Hakeem Jeffries, I too want an America that's more joyful.
Oh, that Maoist joy crap.
Oh, that's what Hakeem was talking about. He was actually quoting the Psalms.
What a burden.
Joy will come in the morning. But they're just all on this joy train. And he has the goal.
And they all said joy over and over again, especially Doug, Kamala's husband, said joy, joy, joy. Kamala says joy. It's her slogan, just like hope. And change, or hope was the slogan for Barack Obama. Joy is now the slogan for this campaign. And this slogan manifest almost immediately after she became the official candidate, after Joe Biden resigned the candidacy. And if we look at quotes, slogans from Maoist China, I'll just read them to you here. One of them is, long live Chairman Mao. He brings us endless joy. 60 million people died during the Great Leap Forward because of starvation. With Mao in our hearts, our joy knows no bounds. Chairman Mao's thought leads us to joy. Follow Mao, embrace joy, and build a new China. Under Chairman Mao's guidance, the people's joy is boundless. They are taking from the playbook of the cult of personality of Maoism, and they are trying to steal the power of that deception, apply it to the Kamala Harris campaign, and usher in a Maoist communist United States of America with no national sovereignty or individual sovereignty whatsoever. So while they advocate time and time again that the government should mind their own business when it comes to what happens in the bedroom or what you decide to do with abortions or in vitro fertilization, they are actually using the playbook of the most invasive and pervasive political philosophy ever known to mankind. More news on the other side.
Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us. 3 of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hi, I'm Tim Walz, and Kamala Harris has picked me to be her VP running mate. Now, I know that may confuse some people based on my history, so let me clear a few things up. Yes, it's true. I have no stocks, no bonds. I don't even own a home, which is why I want to move into the White House so I can stop being homeless. I sleep in my car and use gas station sinks to take whore baths. Did I get a DUI? Sure, but so did Mike Ditka, which is why I coach high school football. Not only am I a great leader like Ditka, I'm a Democrat, which makes me the perfect candidate since our party is constantly moving goalposts. Also, people are always calling the lady I'm running with a word that rhymes with punt. Oh, hi there. Well, time to throw this away.
Oh.
But look, there's no tampon machine in this men's room to make a switcheroo. So I guess old Tim's gonna be free bleeding the rest of the day. You know what? Because of that, that's exactly why you should vote Harris and Walz. Because we're here.
And frankly, it's absolutely true. That's what's going on. They're exploiting weak men, weak people generally, weak-minded people, physically weak people, just weak in general, people who are cowards and want to sell out values and principles and reason itself for the sake of virtue signaling. It's like men that show up to feminist rallies, and you know that they're doing it just because they're trying to get laid. You know they're pretending to be allies just because they're trying to get laid. And there's example after example of this throughout really many years of this principle, this argument being proven. But now we even have Dana Bash in clip number 27 just brazenly saying it. Look, the Democrats are trying to appeal to those male voters who are beta cocks. Clip number 27, please.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out at the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
Abby, we were talking.
Let me tell you something. There are very few, if any, real men that would fall into the category of toxic masculinity, as they ascribe it to anybody who is happy that they have balls and are attracted to hot women. There are very few of this type of people that aren't voting for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. I mean, there's a little bit of that. There's a lot of people that say that the 19th Amendment was a major problem. Demographically speaking, it has resulted in a lot of elections going ways that they shouldn't have gone. It might have been an issue. It might have caused a lot of issues for us. Now, that's not to say that women shouldn't have the right to vote, but the 19th Amendment did result in elections going ways that they shouldn't have gone. And I just know very few people refusing to vote for Kamala because she's a woman. The people I know who are refusing to vote for Kamala are refusing to do so because she was the border czar and catalyzed the invasion of our country by people who hate us and refuse to assimilate. They're not voting for her because she started her career on her knees and worked her way up appointment after appointment. She leveraged her way through diversity, equity, and inclusion into a vice president seat. And then she catalyzed and coordinated and conspired with Nancy Pelosi to establish a coup against the sitting president of her very own administration to ensure that he was forced by blackmail under threat of 25th Amendment exercise to leave the race prematurely so that she could be installed as the presidential candidate, despite the fact that nobody in her party voted for her in the primary. They voted for Joe Biden. Right? And I'm no Joe Biden fan, but this was absolutely stolen from him. This was a DNC coup. It was everything they said that January 6th was. They're not voting for Kamala Harris not because she's a woman, but because she advocates for equity instead of equality, where she wants an equal outcome, where everyone is equally impoverished instead of unequally prosperous. The men I know who aren't voting for Kamala Harris aren't making the decision not to vote for her because she's a woman. They're making the decision not to vote for her because she advocates explicitly for depopulation, pretends to be a maternal figure, though she has no children of her own, and supports policies that result in the burning down of cities, the bailing out of criminals, and the sterilization of our children before they've reached puberty. I don't know any men who aren't voting for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. I know men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she has a Maoist on the ticket and her father was a Marxist. I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. Instead, they're refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because they know that she's going to be a warmonger. They know she's going to endlessly fund Nazis in Ukraine. She's going to endlessly fund both sides of the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. She's going to endlessly provoke China to China's benefit so they can justify an annexation of Taiwan. She is going to result in World War III. Men are not voting for Kamala Harris because they're afraid of having to fight in World War III on behalf of these people that we see at the DNC who have purple hair and are morbidly obese and very weak and sentimental and empathic, they suggest. I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. I know men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she advocates the genocide of unborn children to the tune of millions, specifically in minority communities, which Planned Parenthood was specifically designed to target as part of a eugenics program from the government of the United States of America. I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, but I know men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because things were so much better in 2019 than they are in 2024. I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, but I do know men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because everything is at least 40% more expensive. They can't afford a home. They can't afford their mortgage. They can't raise enough money for the down payment. The interest rates are through the roof. The dollar can't buy anything, and they want to feed their children without going into increased credit card debt. get every single month. I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, but I do know men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because BlackRock is seizing up all of the private property homes in this country so they can have a total control and monopoly over housing itself and then jack up the prices to justify government coming in and helping with those prices, which is increased government expansion. I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, but I do know men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she advocates for price-fixing groceries, which would lead to a massive shortage and starvation in this country, much like Mao during the Great Leap Forward led to starvation. I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, but I do know men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she and her party advocate for the taxation of unrealized gains, which would result in the massive sell-off of stocks every year when the multimillionaire class they claim to be targeting exclusively has to sell their assets in order to pay that unrealized capital tax, capital gains tax. And that massive sell-off would create slippage, and slippage would be the drastic reduction in the value of the stock market, which would disproportionately impact people who have saved for retirement their entire lives responsibly by putting into index 500s. Funds. So I don't know any men who are refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. This is totally incorrect, Dana Bash. There is no toxic masculinity interfering or getting in the way. There is no misogyny interfering or getting in the way of Kamala Harris. Everything that's getting in the way of Kamala Harris is the fact that she has nothing to say when it comes to questions about her accomplishments. And she has to constantly defend the fact that she imprisoned hundreds of people for petty marijuana charges, that she kept people in prison in California beyond the term of their sentence for the sake of slave labor, that she allowed the invasion of this country, that she imprisoned single mothers who didn't realize that their kids were truant from school because they were working three jobs in California to try to make ends meet in a state that's totally unaffordable to live in. I lived there. It is unaffordable to live in California. People say, oh, well, the weather is beautiful. That's nice. But if you have to spend 20 hours in the office, as I did, in order to afford to live there, then you don't really get to experience or appreciate the weather, do you? Now, I don't know any men refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. I know men refusing to vote for Kamala Harris because she can't even define what a woman is. Folks, we're coming up on a break. So much more news, so many more clips to show you on the other side. In the meantime, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Trump needs your support. Alex Jones needs your support. And humanity itself needs your support. The best way we can do that is by keeping this network on the air to millions of people every single day. So please, by all means, in the name of God, go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's not just charity to buy these products. These products are amazing, whether it's Bodies, which is 25% off and helps with inflammation and joint support. I've personally experienced that. Or whether it's vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at 40% off. These things will help you remain healthy, both physically and mentally. Check out the InfoWars MD line of products from the drop-down menu at the top. That's InfoWarsStore.com. The MD products. Nitric Boost is one of our most popular products. We have a way to give it to you with unlimited inventory at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air and fight for your health while you fight for our species itself. Stay with us for more news on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider are getting bodies, whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.